If you don't want anybody knowing about it, when do you release the information?
Friday evening.
Yeah.
You know, Friday afternoon when people are kind of going on work, you know, off of work for the weekend. They're not going to be focusing on news as much.
Well, that's weird because Joe Biden released some information and had a press conference on fundamentally transforming our economy on Friday afternoon, because the climate finance report came out on Friday. People are not paying attention to what's really going on because they don't understand it, or they have bought into it can't happen here, or well, that doesn't make any sense. Why would these companies do this? Well, they are preparing you for the things that are coming. This little climate finance report is a roadmap to build a climate resilient economy. Oh, that sounds good. Now, this is something we told you back in March was coming. The banks were beginning to implement environmental, social, and governance scores completely on their own. It's something that actually began at the Paris Agreement, the Paris Accords. You remember? We found a little clause in the Paris Agreement because why was everyone so upset? How dare we pull out of the Paris Climate Accords? Well, because there's a little clause in there. While everybody was paying attention to the climate part of the accords, we thought it was interesting that the world's biggest banks were meeting at the same time. And in the climate agreement from Paris, Article 2.1c of the Paris Agreement mandates countries' parties to make financial flows consistent with a pathway towards low greenhouse gas emissions and climate-resilient development. I think this is why the Trump administration pulled us out of the Paris Accords. You just don't screw with people's money. But that's exactly what the global elites began plotting in 2015, to follow your money and choke it off at the source. The United Nations Environment Program Finance Initiative. They brought together 230 banks and insurance companies to draft a methodology that would bend the private sector to the will of the government by using banks as a pressure or a choke point. The only thing that was missing was full U.S. government support. Well, that became a reality on Friday. I told you that your bank and your livelihood would be used as leverage to bend you to their will. This is why I've been saying you have to speak out right now, because it's not going to get easier. What was revealed on Friday is the framework for implementing the Great Reset directly on Main Street USA. And I've got the details of the report. Now, I want you to listen. Remember, the Great Reset says you're not going to own anything by 2030. That's their goal. That no one has a private possession by 2030. You will rent everything. Well, let me ask you something. If you don't have any land, if you don't have property yourself, if you don't own anything, you don't own a business, where do you go when you don't like what's happening? You will have to comply or explain. If you think I'm crazy, I want you just to Google Coca-Cola's latest report from Coca-Cola of Europe, and you look at the 98 pages of compliance of what they have to do to, quote, justify their business license. That's in the report. That's what's coming here. Next, protect American lives, savings, and pensions. This might be the most evil of all of them. It is the ultimate blackmail on Americans. Comply, explain, or lose your insurance. Lose your life savings. I urge you to see what our White House released on Friday. Addressing climate risk in the VA lending programs. If the VA lending, if those banks don't adhere to ESG, then the vets don't get any houses. How do you like that? The report goes on mentioning things like interagency efforts to build resilience. But what this is really bringing is the Great Reset to your doorstep and giving it the teeth to impose its will. This was an extraordinarily important speech, and this is something that if they really believed it and thought they could get it through with the American people, it would have been done in an Oval Office setting at 8 o'clock at night. And it would have been promoted as the most important speech in all of our lifetimes, because it was. He was saying, because of climate change, we're completely changing the way corporations run and the way the government can or cannot interfere with the free market and the way your banking is done. And it's comply or feel the pain. That is not America. That's Venezuela. That's not America. And if they were honest about it, they would have told you tonight, tomorrow, Wednesday, at 8 p.m. from the Oval Office. But they know you won't go for it. And they also know they've done such a good job that unless you're prepared, and I urge you, get this, not from me, get this from whitehouse.gov, get this from the Financial Times, get this from anybody, and have it there for your friends, because they know that they can deem this a conspiracy theory. But it's all there in black and white. And believe me, if we don't stand together in 8 years, we all indeed will own nothing.